Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spontaneous Spirit Thoughts with Panda and Lion on the WithInsightsRadio.com network. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. The chat room will be open as well. Again, that call-in number is 646-595-3440. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio. I'm your host, Diggy Garcia, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web. I welcome everybody to our show. We've taken a little break over time here, so hopefully catch up with us. We've just been doing a little bit of everything. Hopefully Adriana is on the other line. Can you hear me, Adriana?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Loud and clear.
I can hear you.
Perfect. Skype gave me a little problem, so I went with the other feature that we have here on our switchboard. I've never used it before. Seems to be working okay at the moment, so we'll see what happens. If we get bumped out, then we call back. I was telling everybody it's been a while since we've done a Spontaneous Spirit Talk episode. We've been really busy just kind of running around and doing our own thing, so I want to welcome you back, and thank you for joining me tonight on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I missed doing our show, so... Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to do our shows. I enjoy working with you, collaborating with you on projects.
It is. We really have been busy. Lots been going on, so It's all good.
It's all good. So what's going on in your life? What's new with you since we haven't really seen each other for a while?
Well, life is life, so work, you know, it's always a priority if I want to keep a roof over my head. But,
right.
You know, but that's actually been pretty busy, and I'm glad because that means I still have a job. So. We've just been doing some hiking and... So I'm trying to think of how long it's been since the last time we were on here, you know, what everyone's done. We had our peace walk. That was awesome. As if this was the first year I'd done that. You know? And that was awesome. We had quite a good response. But,
I love our peace walks and stuff like that when we get together and do things.
Yeah. I think, you weren't on Monday, but I think, actually, you posted a past show. I'm trying to think of which show it was. Was it Tuesday, maybe? You and Mark on Lunchtime Wisdom had mentioned the Peace Walk. But, that was just awesome. And it's really nice to, you go out there, you don't know what you're going to get, and how receptive people will be. And then when you get out there, it's like you just realize that there's a lot more people out there that want the same things that we do, you know, which is more peace and love in the world, you know. It's easy,
right.
I think, to get caught up, especially with social media and watching the news, you know, there's a lot of times you can think that, wow, the only thing anyone's out there thinking about is just, you know, hate and all the bad in the world. And so when you go out and try to do something good or show people, you know, love and that we want a different world than the things that are going on now and strangers that you don't know from Adam are pretty much, you know, saying, yeah, this, you know, that's all right. That's what we want too. Rock on. That's awesome. That's an awesome feeling and to know that we're not alone on our quest to hopefully change the world somehow. Even the smallest change, you know, the smallest thing that we can do if it promotes any kind of change is It's just a good feeling. So thank you for you and David for putting that together, and I will definitely, you know, make that a yearly thing for me. I had a ball.
Yeah, I think you were on a date last year. That's why you didn't go, I think.
I forget. I know I had to meet someone. I don't remember who it was. That must not have been an important date.
Well, he locked out there.
Yeah. So your soccer's picking up. I see you guys are on a roll with your soccer team.
Yeah, my little middle school team is doing pretty well. We haven't conceded a goal in 3 games yet. And
mm-hmm.
See, we won 4-3-2 the last 3 games. So they're doing pretty well. I'm pretty happy about, you know, we scored 8 goals and shut everybody out, and we still have, 10 more games to play?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we're rolling, we're rolling, and we're doing okay. It's a long season, but we have to keep the momentum going, and these guys are a good group of boys, and I'm proud of them, and I try to teach them little things along the way. You know, not try not to get into their heads too much, but I remember I told them the story of the acorn, because they were kind of like, they're a little bit scatterbrained a game back,
mm-hmm.
Just talk to them about how a little seed turns into a big mighty oak, and when the wind blows the oak, it just bends, but it never breaks, and that's kind of how we have to be. You know, we just bend enough, but we don't break, and we have to be like that. And they got it. And then today, you know, it was kind of like a rush to the field type. They changed the schedule. We were supposed to play at 6, mm-hmm. but it turns out we had to play our girls, so I got home just slightly sooner than I usually would.
Yeah.
And then the funny part, I told them today, I said, look up in the sky. And they all looked up. I said, what do you see? And they said, clouds. I said, yeah. I said, clouds, yes, that's what those are. And I said, you know what? You'll never see a set of clouds like that ever again. That's once in a lifetime. That's one moment that you'll always see that cloud formation the way it is. And I said, and that's what you guys are like as a team. You guys are one of a kind. You know, you're one Jones team that is completely different from the other Jones team or the next Jones team that come. So everything that you want to do, you know, is up to you. And, you know, this moment is very precious and very important. So I think they're starting to get and understand the Zen master of soccer, Iggy Garcia.
Well, that's awesome. Nice lessons in there.
Yeah, so I try to teach them not only soccer, but I also try to teach them little things like that.
So you feel like a proud papa to them all?
What's that?
Do you feel like a proud papa to them all?
Proud dad, yeah.
Especially with especially when they win. You're like, those are my boys.
Those are my boys, yeah. It's funny because it's their game to win or lose, and I lose with them regardless, and I win with them. But it's
mm-hmm.
still their game to enjoy, you know. I mean, they have to play it. Regardless of what I've taught her or Dante's taught them, you know, they actually have to execute the things we showed them. And you know, sometimes it can be frustrating at that age trying to do things. And then, I mean, you're growing and you're maturing and you're ornery and you're funny and clown around. So it's cute to watch them.
Yeah. Yeah. I always played sports when I was in high school. Not so much junior high, but high school I did. Mm-hmm. Always loved it. I love the discipline that, you know, my coach was a strong figure in my high school years. He taught me a lot about, you know, discipline and mind and body, you know, how they go
sure.
together. So,
it's true.
Yeah, and always enjoyed it. I, made me want to make good grades so that I could stay on the team and, you know, just help me in a lot of other areas. So nothing wrong with some discipline.
Yeah, be disciplined.
That's
I've heard
sure.
that before.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Well, that's all good. I'm glad they're doing good.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I always enjoy it. I've been coaching there for 14 years, and it's been a blast. And I get a kick out of seeing, you know, their growth and how fast they improve and stuff. It's amazing to see kids get motivated and excited about, you know, soccer, excited about life. It's pretty cool. Totally enjoy it.
Yeah. And aspects of everything you're teaching them will carry over into other parts of their life. You know, they don't even realize it yet. You might not even realize how much, you
right.
know, will carry over into the, and that they'll keep with them and take with them.
Yeah.
So, all through
sports
the years. So that's awesome.
Yeah. I think sports is one of those things, if you can play and, you, and you're able to participate, it forces you to actually work alongside people that maybe you don't necessarily enjoy working with, and then come to some
uh-huh.
kind of agreement. It's like life. You know, it's like getting a job. There's people who you're going to like to work with, and there's going to be people that you just were like, wow, I wish they would just disappear, you know, go somewhere else, you know. But like I tell my kids, I say, you know what? I don't care if you don't like each other at school or off the field or whatever. But you know what? When you're on the soccer team, you're gonna figure out how to get along. You're gonna figure out a way to work together and, you know, get this thing
mm-hmm.
done. You know, I don't tolerate too much with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not there to babysit them. I make that very clear with the parents and make it very clear, you know, to the boys, much babysitter. I'm your coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your friend. I'm here to teach you something. And if, you know, later on down the line, we can communicate in a different level, that's fine. But right now, I'm here to teach you some things that I know, translate it to you, and hopefully you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my job as a coach.
That's it. Yep. Sounds like you've got it under control.
I got it under control. Yes, I think so.
Very good. Very good. So, yeah, I don't think we've done a show since you've been back from Peru.
Yeah, we haven't done a show since. Actually, we didn't do a show. I was here and we didn't do a show. Remember?
Mm-hmm. It was before you left, even. So.
Yeah, it was like May. I think the last time we did a show. Wow, it goes fast. It's like 3 months.
Yeah, it really
like
went
up.
By.
For those of you who wanted to know where I've been to South America. I've been to Peru. Traveling and seeing different sites in Peru, different aspects of Peru. Actually got to travel to the jungle, got to participate in an ayahuasca ceremony, which is pretty amazing. You talk about spontaneous spirit, that was an amazing adventure to be part of that. Totally,
mm-hmm.
totally a gift from spirit to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Now, are you still feeling like you are revisiting your ayahuasca journey?
What's that?
Are you still feeling like at times that you revisit that journey?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
I
funny
know when you came back, it was like you seemed to look at things, you know, a lot differently, and then you'd go through these moments where you said you felt like you were there all over again. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm still processing. I thought I was like, maybe it was ending, but there's still parts of
mm-hmm.
that journey that are still going through my head. And
mm-hmm.
my body, I think, is still discarding different toxins in my body from that trip. But, like these, I got bit by bugs really bad on the legs in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been bit all the time. But then when I put on some bug spray that one of the girls gave me, it was a total mistake. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
I had trusted myself that I wasn't going to get bit and anything. But for some reason, I sprayed it on. But, you know, as soon as that stuff wears off, and that stuff has, like, a scent, so they know, you know. And it gets into
mm-hmm.
your pores. And, man, I got, like, pelted. And then, well, you saw my legs. And I tell you, I'm just now starting to, you know, heal from that. There's some scars on my legs from that where, you know, just doesn't really quite, my body hasn't generated, you know,
mm-hmm.
new skin. Properly. So it's like, that's only the thing that kind of bothers me a little bit about my trip, you know, on that aspect, physical aspect. Spiritually, there's been a lot of awakenings and a lot of challenges and things moving through my head and forcing me to think about things and appreciate things and then see things for how they really are. I know it's starting to work on myself, excuse me, and try to get things, you know, going in my life. And everybody's kind of going through a transition. I'm glad I went on the ayahuasca journey because I actually got the medicine, the plant medicines
Mm-hmm.
working through me. And I really, truly still believe that it is at some degree. It goes to different stages. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I can tell you, I think I already had told you, I don't know if you tried it, what to put on your legs, if that's bothering you at all. The best thing I had found for any type of scar is to buy vitamin E tablets in the tablet form that have the liquid vitamin E in them. And just take a pen, take a tablet, take a pen, put a hole in it, and put that vitamin E directly on. And do that 3 times a day. And your scar will completely heal. I had a really bad burn on the back of my calf from a side pipe that was on a hot rod car. When I was getting out of a car, it touched the side pipe. And I mean, it burned my leg horribly.
Wow.
I was about 18 years old. And this burn mark was probably a good 2.5 inches, at least in diameter around, at least. And it was raised, the skin, it was so many layers, just was burned on my skin instantly just from touching that briefly, that the blister itself was, I bet, raised out at least 1.5 inches high. I mean, it's huge. It was just horrible.
Wow.
Couldn't touch it. And I thought I was going to have the worst scar in my life on the back of my leg. And I called my mom. I was in Kentucky. I called my mom, and she told me to go to the store and get some vitamin E tablets that have the liquid in them, and to do that at least 3 times a day. And I did, and it took about 6 months before that completely went down to like a regular white round. It was round, but it was a scar. And I thought, man, I'm still going to have a scar, you know, after 6 months. And I kept putting it on there. After a year, you can't even see it on my leg. So that will help. And my mother actually just had a procedure, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Where they had to, like, do a cast, like, through her neck. And, like, put a stent in one of her main arteries in her neck. And she, I haven't seen her, but I've talked to her, of course, on the phone. And she said, oh, my scar looks horrible. And I reminded her about the vitamin E and what she had told me to put on mine. And she goes, well, I think he has some tablets in there. She said, I'm going to go find him. She said, if he don't, I'm going to make him pick me up some. She said, I'll try that. So
okay.
She has been putting that on there for about 3 or 4 weeks now, every day, 2 or 3 times a day. And she said her scar looks 10 times better. She couldn't wait to go back to the doctor to see what the doctor said about it when he seen it, how good it was healing. And she said, it's really looking good. She said, this is going to work. So that's what you need to do.
That's good. I'm about to try that then. Especially now that it's kind of still like, you know, able to be done. Because once you do it, like the skin dies in that area, it's just really hard to regenerate it. So I think there's still enough life in there.
Well, that'll help.
Yep.
So
I
can guarantee that. I'm living proof. You cannot even tell I have a scar on the back of my leg. You can't even, you'd really have to look to see anything. And it was at least 2 or 3 layers, like deep, you know. It was really a deep burn.
Wow.
So.
But, you know, other than that, bugs got me. They ate me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been
I think
to-
you've...
I've been trying to stay positive, you know, with all the things that have been going on around the world here, and it's been kind of hard, you know, but I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you've been handling it. I know there's been a lot of these campaigns and these political things have been really hard on people, you know, trying to pull the spiritual aspect out of it. And I'm not sure, you know, I think people are just ready for change. I don't know. What do you think, Adriana?
I think political campaigns have always done that. I've always took them to be more of a, oh, let's bash this guy hate kind of campaign myself. I try not to really listen, but you know, if you want to make a change, you have how many options of who to pick. You know, you have to pick someone, and I don't know that, you know, I asked you the other day, when you don't like any of them, who are you supposed to choose?
Right.
I don't like, you know, choosing a party just for the party. I'm really not for either side. I would be for the person that really wants to make a difference and the person that has the people's concerns, you know, behind their campaign. And that's what you don't really find, you know, because corporations back them. So everybody has their agenda, and it usually just boils down to a money trail, you know. Who's supporting my campaign? That's who I'm voting for. And that's what's wrong. You know, nobody's really out there for the people. So I guess, you know, if you really wanted the best way to make a change, I would think, is to vote on the other elections, the ones that bring all the issues up, you know. That's where your vote, I think, will really count, is when you start voting on all the issues that come up. And you know, whether it helps, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
No,
it's just
think you're
so
right about that.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think change starts with your state, period. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to do it with, you start with your Congress and take your, what you want to see, you know, write your letters, and that's where you have to start. And then if you're lucky enough and your state has a congressman that wants to really listen to his people, then, you know, he'll show that side. And
right.
I really don't know what the answer is there. Most of those campaigns, like I said, they spew a lot of hate towards one another. And I, you know, people argue over political and, you know, differences all the time. Even, you know, I can go to work and I can hear a lot of bashing about, you know, what's going on now and the president and what he should have done and all that. And, you know, it's not up to just that one man, like everybody wants to think. That's not where it is at all. It's where the bills are being passed in the House and what the, you know, what each state is taking there. Who's passing the bill and you know, why is it at 3:00 in the morning? I mean, these are the things that, you know, if a presidential debate actually could come here and everyday Joe Blow start, you know, pounding those questions to those candidates, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know how to answer half of them.
Right. What I do notice is that the consciousness, that spiritual, that positive mass consciousness is starting to gear up. It's starting to awaken. Because there's, you know, with these candidates, they bring different things to the table, and their agenda, you know, it's their beliefs and how they feel about things. So what happens is people start to acknowledge it, certain groups of people, so it starts to create a movement. And then, you know, spiritually, mm-hmm. there's the other side of it, too, where people are actually opposed to the movement. And, you know, so mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a clash between the belief systems here. You know, do people really want to go down this road, or do we want to go down this road? I think it's going to be one of those things that, you know, that we will be challenged. You know, I'm not sure who's going to end up running and who's going to be left, per se, on the podium, you know, sharing their ideas. But it's a possibility that it could be a Bernie Sanders or a Donald Trump. And I think what's eventually mass conscience will take over and say, you know what, we want one or the other. And hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, the outcome is positive, you know, something that we can grow from versus something that is very, I don't want to use the word hate, but it's kind of something that's very frustrating, something that's very,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me it's kind of anti-American personally, you know, to bash people and put people down. I don't think that was what mm-hmm. America was based on personally, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. We can only hope for the best and try to make our difference in our way, and starting with your state.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to bring a politic issue, but, you know, I know it ties in with spirit, because spirit plays. It's kind of like when we had these world wars, you know, eventually, you know, mass consciousness woke up and said, we don't want this anymore. We need to get rid of this guy, you know, or do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just feel like that's just one of those things where we're at now. We're starting to come to a hedge, you know, where we got to make some really serious decisions. You know, this funny thing, this guy doing that or saying that is funny for now, but, you know, is that really what we want as a nation?
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
Do we really dislike people the way he does?
Yeah.
I don't.
I hope people, you know, I hope the mass conscious can wake up. You know, if...
Yeah.
I see,
you know,
so much stuff that just... That, you know, every day people are capable of doing. You see it all the time. And
mm-hmm.
some stuff just really... Last week and the week before, there was three or four things, you know, that I had seen people post about some, you know, just bad things that people had done to animals and whatever. And I'm telling you, those, I can't hardly stand to see that. And I found myself crying a lot and just
mm-hmm.
just praying here at home, you know, when I see or read something or watch a video of it or even just a glimpse. And I'd find myself just like bawling and in tears and just praying and saying, I don't understand, man, I don't understand how we're capable of this, you know, hurting an innocent animal or like torture and, you know, or another person, another human. And it goes on all over this world, whether it's animals or other people or what. And I just, at some times I'm just, it's almost like I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe how we ever have got this species, as a species, how we've ever got to this place. Where, you know, I wonder, you know, does someone that just kills this innocent animal in a torturous way, you know, does this person have any feeling at all? What type of person is this that capable of doing that?
Right.
And, you know, those people are everywhere, and yeah, they're in our politics too. I mean, you know,
yeah.
there's people like that everywhere. And it's just, it's scary sometimes. It's scary to think that not everybody seems to have a conscience or has compassion or has any kind of love or and you wonder whatever happened to that person in their life to make them like that, or were they born like that? I mean, I've just really questioned a lot of things like that from some of the stuff I've seen. I've actually kind of had to take a break, and I would briefly, if I got on to look at anything at all, like on Facebook or something, I was on there very briefly. If I seen so much negative, I just say, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I had to just stop it. And I kind of think there's going to be a time here coming up where I'm just going to completely be off of there for probably about a month or two. I really am, because it's just, I try to promote, you know, love or good things or positive things, you know. And when I get on there and I see, you know, 95% of other people, you know, that I see their stuff, it almost seems like 95% of the people are either complaining or they're showing something bad like that that's happened or whatever. It just really, I was very disheartened, I guess. You know, I can't handle that all the time. I want to see people promote positive things, you know. You have this whole network that can reach worldwide. Why do you, just want to say, why do you use it to post things like this, you know? It's some of those things where I never even watched videos. I just read. I would read a post that was talking about a video, and it affected me so deeply that I was just bawling my eyes out.
Yeah. I'm not sure why people do the things they do sometimes.
I had
and they seem insane.
It's like, don't wonder why, you know, you're in such this of a depressed state and why all these bad things are happening to you. Don't act like you don't understand why.
I think we were losing you there for a sec. Our connection's not good. One of the two.
Yeah. You know, if that's what you're going to promote all the time or put out there, then unfortunately sadness and things like that are probably what's going to come back to you. That's part of that, you know, collective consciousness out there. So.
Yeah. Let's take a really quick short break and then we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station. Your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
We are back to Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio, and I am Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adrienne Arts.
And she is a good friend of mine, and we get a chance to share our thoughts from time to time here online and on the radio. So we hope you're enjoying our show. We're kind of talking a little bit about everything, kind of bouncing around since it's been a while since we talked on the radio. We talk off the radio a lot, so this is no but here to actually sit here and share our thoughts with you guys, it's a good time. It's a good time to share.
Yeah.
So what's been
so
on your mind?
Let's pick a topic.
Okay. You pick a topic.
Let's pick a topic. Me pick?
Yeah, you pick.
Let's talk about something I've been wanting to. I'm kind of debating having a show on this. As you know, I decided not to do a show this month because I kind of needed a break for whatever reason myself. And so I'm thinking about the topic for next month's show, but one of the things that kind of fascinates me, and I'm just curious as if you believe it's possible, is someone that could, well, they call them stigmatas, to where, you know, they, it's a person that is, I've read a bunch of different things, but a lot of the belief is a person is so in tune with the crucifixion of Christ that his actual wounds will appear, you know, on this person, like, you know, the hands bleeding or the side bleeding, and sometimes it looks like bleeding on the head, like where a crown of thorns would have been. What do you think about that? Do you believe that that's possible, and that that's why it would happen, is because they are just so, the story of Christ has affected them so deeply that it's possible?
You ready for my version?
I'm ready. I just want to see what you think about it.
Well, here's what I think about it. Okay, it's very interesting that you bring that up, and it's a topic that I've talked about before with other people in other groups and other interviews. The stigmata, like you were explaining, is, you know, the wounds of Christ show. So here I'm thinking, you know, these wounds just show up out of nowhere. But maybe it's a common thing that happens. We just don't think. It's not as a big a miracle as you think it is, you know. And maybe it is a miracle. Maybe it is, you know, you take on the burdens of Christ. You know, you take on the afflictions. Who's to say it's not? And who's to say it is or isn't? It's kind of one of those mysteries that we quite don't understand what it is. That we try to give it meaning. We try to give it understanding. So that way, when we see something, we can associate it with it. Is it the wounds of Christ? I don't know. I really, truly don't know. It could be. Could it be just a condition, like we label everything conditionally? You know, we have conditions, people have this or that they represent and they manifest and they look like that would be something that, you know, be something that is divine, something that's very, you know, special that only certain people get. But it's hard to say. I believe or don't believe. I'm not either way, you know. I'm open to any type of explanation about it. Part of me wants to say, yeah, that'd be kind of cool if it is. Too bad for the person who has to own the affliction. But yeah, there's a lot of mysteries in the universe, and there's a lot of things on this planet we can't explain why only certain people are capable of getting it and have some, you know, something happen to them, and then why others don't receive anything. So I don't know. I guess it's a heavy burden, regardless. What you have to do is you carry it regardless if it's true or not true. But you know how I am. I'm kind of like, I like to spin doctorate things a little bit and change it up a little bit and look at it from a different angle. You know, but I believe anything's possible, honestly, truthfully, in my heart.
I believe it's possible. You know, there's just too many documentations of it actually happening and doctors with no explanation as to why or how, you know. But it also makes me think, the power of your mind, you know, because we're all about the power
yeah.
of our mind, you know, and what
mm-hmm.
it's capable of. And doctors, scientists, they don't even know the power, all of the power of the human mind and what it's capable of. You know, they can't. There's like 30% of your brain they don't have a clue. After, you know, we can send a man to the moon and put satellites in space, but we can't figure out this thing inside of our skull. So that's
true.
That alone
yep.
is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if your mind was so spiritually connected to the story of the crucifixion of Christ, I think your mind, even your subconscious mind, maybe, you know, would be, maybe you don't set your mind to do it, but your subconscious mind does, you know. But I think it's possible through the thought process, you know, a person's thought process. If I think it's possible. It always
first,
intrigues
I guess,
me.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess first you have to believe it. First, you have to believe that the crucifixion was real to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? First, you have to kind of say, mm-hmm. hey, did that really happen? Did this guy really get hung on a cross? Or is it just a story that somebody created?
Mm-hmm.
I was raised Catholic, so, I mean, we believe that it did happen. Part of me believes it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another part of me that's skeptical. You know, that's just how I am. I'm kind of like that. You know, I try to kind of the reporter attitude, you know. You know, checking things out attitude, you know. But I do believe,
yeah.
I do personally believe, you know, there was a Christmeister and that he did die for our sins according to what the plan was. And, you mm-hmm. know, these people who have the stigmata, their representation of that, you know. But part of me just feels they shouldn't have to suffer for that, you know, because if we've given ourselves to Christ, you know, then we don't need to suffer. Maybe these people didn't. Maybe they didn't give themselves to Christ. I don't know. I don't know enough about that
mm-hmm.
or to ask that question. You know, who would I even ask that question
that would,
to? These people who get
yeah,
the stigmata.
I think that would depend on the individual. So,
yeah,
you know.
Sure. And
each person would be different.
Yeah. So. I mean, I've heard people just having their hands. Some people having their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting though.
It is interesting. It's one of those things that just kind of fascinates me.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, your turn. Pick a topic.
Pick a topic. What I've been noticing, this is the animals, more about animals. I've been noticing that animals have been really trying to communicate with humans more than maybe in the past. I see especially birds, and
mm-hmm.
I'm always curious why birds, mostly birds are huge. Birds are one of those they're kind of curious. And I don't have so many squirrels
mm-hmm.
around me, so I have a lot of birds, but I've seen that birds have really been trying to communicate, you know, through with me, with others, you know, with you. I've even seen it with you. But
yeah.
I'm just curious what you think about the animal kingdom. Do you think they're trying to send us a message about things that are happening on the planet, things that are going on, things that we need to be aware of? A part of me feels that is true.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I don't know if I've noticed that it's increasing in with animals communicating
mm-hmm.
with us, or if it's just that we are more aware of them now. You know,
okay.
I kind of think maybe we are just more aware. I think they've always been like that. I personally haven't seen them the same way that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that they do bring teachings and messages, and I think we could learn a lot from them,
mm-hmm.
and how to have a simple way of life and coexist with any other beings around if we paid more attention to them. You know, I feed the birds, and of course I have squirrels that come and raid the dish. So I have an abundance of squirrels and birds out here. But,
yeah.
You know, and then there's different breeds of birds.
Right.
There's only one aggressive, really, I don't know, I guess. I was going to say there's only one bird that I've ever seen kind of like really aggressive, but it wasn't to another bird. It was a blue jay to a cat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had one day, not too long ago, last week actually, last weekend or a week ago from the weekend, I guess, I was just sitting at my table, and I know I told you this story, but it was really kind of amazing because I sing my prayers, and I usually am at either outside or at my door with the screen open because the birds are out there, and they sing every morning. I feed them, they sing, and I just kind of sing my prayers. And that morning I was sitting at the table. I had the door open. And it was one of the mornings where I was actually still really upset from one of those stories that I'd seen on Facebook. And mm-hmm. I was still crying, as this was the next day. It just affected me so much that the next day I was still crying and when I was praying. And I was praying for all the animals. And and I asked God, you know, when I prayed, at the end of my prayers, I said, please send my prayers up on the wings of all of my birds, my friends. And all of these birds out of the sky, I already had a whole lot, you know, like on the ground eating. Mm-hmm. All of these birds just landed in this tree right outside of my kitchen door. And what was neat was it wasn't just one kind of bird like I normally have, these little sparrows. And I had cardinals. I had I seen a little finch that day. I'm sure there was a couple of them because I heard different songs, you know, out of these birds. They all just came to this tree when I prayed that. And there was just a whole bunch of different kinds. And it was really just amazing because you know, I feed them every day, and like I said, I normally just have one kind of bird, a whole lot of them, but one kind. I've never had that many different kinds of birds, and they all just came to this tree. And here I am with tears, you know, I've been crying, and I just looked out, and that was my answer, that God heard me, and they did too. And they literally came to take my prayers and carry them to the four corners of the earth because that's what I prayed. I said, take my prayers up to the heavens and stretch them to the four corners of the earth. And in my heart, I believe that is what happened. But that alone was a miracle for me to see all of these birds, different kinds of birds out of nowhere, all land in one, mm-hmm. one tree. So, yeah, I think they communicate, and I think if we take the time and communicate with animals, they they acknowledge us, and they're there. And like I said, I think we can learn a lot just from watching them. It's funny, you'll see I can throw food out, and if I throw it on the ground, there's
mm-hmm.
birds and there's squirrels, and nobody's fighting each other for that food. Mm-hmm. They're coexisting, and there's enough for everyone, and they know that, and they're not greedy, and but you know, they all just exist, and it's peaceful.
Yeah.
So. I wish the world was like that.
Yeah, well, at times it can be. I've seen it where it's peaceful and nice, and I've seen it where it's chaotic and crazy too. So, well, we're running out of time here pretty soon. Here we're gonna, because I only set the show up for an hour, thinking ahead of it for
no.
two. But any closing thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
I'm just glad that we had an opportunity to talk about what we have, and hopefully it landed on some ears that listen and, you know, go mm-hmm. out and be kind to the animals and be kind to each other and try to live peacefully
Absolutely.
In this world.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, I just want to say to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing whatever you share through spirit, you know, how you pray. Thank you. I know it's been a trying week for me. Nothing crazy, but, you know, it's still trying. There's still trials and tribulations that you have to work through. And
mm-hmm.
I think spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, you know, finds a way to make things right. And that's happening in my life. Things are working to the betterment of my spirit and my soul to, you know, experience things in a different way. But I'm pretty excited about the future, pretty excited about things to come. And I know that this weekend's going to be pretty busy. You're going to be moving Mary, and I'm going to be at a wedding, you know, doing like a reading for the family. And then
mm-hmm.
we do it all over again.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we had a time to get on here together again. I missed you. Missed having
well,
our
love,
show.
I always love you being on the show and sharing your thoughts and your feelings and your concerns with me. And talk about spiritual things, things that, you know, are important to both of us. And
mm-hmm.
I know we don't always agree on everything, but it's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. We just have to find a good place where we can resonate in our hearts what's important to us.
Yeah. Somewhere we managed to meet in the middle.
Good. I'm glad.
And me too.
So with that, I want to say good night to everybody. Tomorrow we have Mark the Rabbit Hole at noon, and then later on in the evening at midnight we have Mutto Sasquatch, and then we have Gary Heron. He'll be on at 7 p.m. on Sunday doing his crystal ball reading. So with that, I want to say good night to everybody, and I want to say ho'oponopono. Peace out. Peace, love.
Peace and love. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Night.
Night, Adriana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.